While the founding fathers said there should be no religious test that qualifies people for the presidency, the American people seem to want the president to have a religious affiliation. Is there a kind of religious litmus test that our presidents must go through?
Well, 85% of Americans seem to feel that faith is paramount. And about 15 or 16% report they're unaffiliated with any sort of religious faith. So I would say we are still a nation that thinks of itself as religious.
Why do we want that religiosity or that affirmation of religion in a president?
I would guess it's because religion and character are allied in most people's mind. Religion theoretically produces good character, and they want a person who's trustworthy and who's humble and who's honest.
Are we, as Dwight Eisenhower once declared, we are a religious people? Are we more religious than other nations?
We seem to be than any European country that I can think of, and the difference between the U.S. and Canada is striking. For some reason, the U.S. has held on to its ancestral faiths more than the countries where the immigrants came from. In England and Germany and elsewhere, one goes on Christmas and Easter and for weddings and funerals.
In your book, The Faith of the Postwar Presidents, you start, of course, with Truman. He grew up in Independence, Missouri, sort of ground zero for where the Mormon faith had believed the second coming of Christ would be.
Right. When Joseph Smith, the Mormon prophet, was assassinated, the leadership went in two major directions. There were some minor directions of people who claimed to be succeeding him by divine vision. But the two major ones were the biggest one, the Brighamites, led by Brigham Young, and they ended up with headquarters in Utah. The Reorganites, or called then the Reorganized Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and they ended up in Independence, where Smith had been, and where he said the Second Coming would occur.
But Truman and Truman's family, they were not Mormons.
No, they were not. Truman was raised a Baptist. Baptists have certain strictures about what are called worldly amusements, dancing, smoking, playing cards, and so on. Truman violated all of them, and he called himself, as his mother called herself, a Lightfoot Baptist.
Segment 1.
While the founding fathers said there should be no religious test that qualifies people for the presidency, the American people seem to want the president to have a religious affiliation. Is there a kind of religious litmus test that our presidents must go through?
Well, 85% of Americans seem to feel that faith is paramount. And about 15 or 16% report they're unaffiliated with any sort of religious faith. So I would say we are still a nation that thinks of itself as religious.
Why do we want that religiosity or that affirmation of religion in a president?
Segment 2.
I would guess it's because religion and character are allied in most people's mind. Religion theoretically produces good character, and they want a person who's trustworthy and who's humble and who's honest.
Are we, as Dwight Eisenhower once declared, we are a religious people? Are we more religious than other nations?
We seem to be than any European country that I can think of, and the difference between the U.S. and Canada is striking. For some reason, the U.S. has held on to its ancestral faiths more than the countries where the immigrants came from.
Segment 3.
In England and Germany and elsewhere, one goes on Christmas and Easter and for weddings and funerals.
In your book, The Faith of the Postwar Presidents, you start, of course, with Truman. He grew up in Independence, Missouri, sort of ground zero for where the Mormon faith had believed the second coming of Christ would be.
Right. When Joseph Smith, the Mormon prophet, was assassinated, the leadership went in two major directions. There were some minor directions of people who claimed to be succeeding him by divine vision. But the two major ones were the biggest one, the Brighamites, led by Brigham Young, and they ended up with headquarters in Utah.
Segment 4.
The Reorganites, or called then the Reorganized Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and they ended up in Independence, where Smith had been, and where he said the Second Coming would occur.
But Truman and Truman's family, they were not Mormons.
No, they were not. Truman was raised a Baptist. Baptists have certain strictures about what are called worldly amusements, dancing, smoking, playing cards, and so on. Truman violated all of them, and he called himself, as his mother called herself, a Lightfoot Baptist.